I'll now ask Phil to introduce the first set of news stories.
We will start with some of the week's top stories from Norwich. A city solicitor has gone to jail for 4 years after stealing from clients' accounts. Norwich City had a disastrous trip to Plymouth last Saturday and also lost in the League Cup on Wednesday. Proposals to convert a Norwich church to a live music venue are causing anger. Neighbours want vision, not vodka. The Wilko branch in Norwich is about to close and is selling off a surprising variety of items. Alison will start with a detailed account of the impact of a scam on a Norwich solicitor.
A city solicitor who took almost £2 million from clients' accounts had done so trying to chase winnings he was duped into believing he'd won as part of a Spanish lottery, a court has heard. Hugh Lansdell, a former senior partner at Norfolk firm Hansels, took a total of £1,963,659.44 between 2015 and 2017 after becoming convinced he'd won the lottery and needed the money to secure his winnings. Norwich Crown Court heard the 74-year-old, a devout Christian, had wanted to give money to his local church so it could be renovated as well as establish a hostel in the city. He believed that God had answered his prayers after he received a letter about an £825,000 lottery win. Richard Jury, prosecuting, said that Lansdell was informed that in order to release the funds, he had to himself make payments in order to access the funds he believed he was entitled to. The court heard the initial demand was for £41,000. But the non-resident tax he would have to pay to get the winnings later increased to £91,000 after he was informed there'd been an error and his winnings were in fact £1.825 million. Ultimately, Lansdell was to be informed he had won in excess of £10 million with the non-resident tax needed more than £228,000. Mr. Jury said Lansdell initially made payments from his own and his wife's account to the point that the funds were exhausted. But after that, and still believing he was entitled to winnings, he withdrew funds out of clients' accounts without their consent. Recorder John Hardy said that Lansdell had suffered a spectacular fall from grace and was now broken. Sentencing Lansdell to 4 years imprisonment, Recorder Hardy said he'd also betrayed himself, his wife, his clients, as well as all solicitors in general, insisting your conduct had besmirched the entire profession. Will Carter, mitigating, said that Lansdell was a broken man who himself had been a victim of fraud.
Blitzed. When was the last time Norwich capitulated to concede 4 goals in one half? Well, it was April, actually. It was under David Wagner and a squad who imploded at Middlesbrough. But that was all behind the Canaries now. New faces, renewed optimism. A pre-season to embed this head coach's ideas. And in truth, the sort of a start to season that suggested a corner had been turned. Little did we know there was a brick wall to the other side of that corner. A third defeat in four, and John Sargent and Ashley Barnes sidelined for months through injury. This campaign has headed south. Plymouth were energetic, aggressive and fearless. Norwich were rudderless, compliant and off the pace in thought and deed. Morgan Whittaker had a field day. Ballymumba's smile only temporarily left his features when he upended O'Neill Hernandez for Adam Ida's penalty. To lose on a ground where Argyle had previously won 22 from 26 this calendar year in surging to the League One title was no disgrace. But to surrender in the manner that they did was unacceptable. Wagner and Kenny McLean spoke of embarrassment and sorrow. No amount of words or apologies will cut it from there. Ida's second half brace in reply does not even come close. Wagner even cautioned his players in the build-up to remember what unfolded at Rotherham in that recent opening league defeat of the season. The Millers had rolled over the top of his side in a dispiriting first half, but Home Park witnessed carnage on a wholly different level in that first 45 minutes. Frankly, much of that good early season work has been undone.
Borja Saints marked his Norwich City debut with a goal, but was unable to prevent their Carabao Cup exit in a 2-1 defeat to Premier League side Fulham. David Wagner made 9 changes to his side, with only Hwang Uijoe and Ben Gibson retaining their places in the side that started against Plymouth. It took Fulham just 12 minutes to break the deadlock. Alex Iwobi's cross looped over City keeper George Long and was tapped in by ex-Tottenham striker Carlos Vinicius. But it was City who enjoyed the better chances in the first half. The best fell to Tony Springett, who somehow missed the target after Jemislav Pocheta's cutback. Iwobi pounced after Kellen Fisher's mistake to sweep the ball into the net for a second. Saints came on in the second half and was slotted through by John Rowe before emphatically finishing past Marek Rodek. Norwich returned to Championship action against Birmingham at Carrow Road on Saturday, needing to show more progress after an encouraging display in the capital.
The United Reformed Church, URC, located in Princes Street close to the junction with Elm Hill, received an application last month to have its use changed to an arts and dance facility with capacity to host live music events with the option to serve food and drink. Many living in the area, however, are firmly against the plans, with flyers circulating to say no to the nightclub. Elm Hill needs some creativity to transform the building, and the city has been good at finding uses for its historic buildings. What it doesn't need is another nightclub. Located opposite St. Peter Hungate Church, the URC dates back to 1828. However, it's been closed since August 2020. Included in the application to the City Council is a statement outlining the proposal, which says, "The original architectural features of this beautiful building enhance the visitors' customers' experience, which will further complement the harmony between form and function."
Wilko's in St Stephen Street is closing on October the 3rd and will be the last Wilko branch in Norfolk to close. The chain tumbled into administration after it came under pressure from weak consumer spending. The firm will close 37 stores, including Dereham and Thetford, after trading on September the 24th, a further 37 on September the 26th, and another 37, including King's Lynn, on September the 28th. The Galston store has already closed.
A City Wilko has begun selling its fixtures and fittings on the cheap as the former high street giant collapses into administration. Shoppers on Monday were surprised to find appliances such as fridges, shelves and even cashier scales up for sale at the St Stephen's store in Norwich following the news of the chain's collapse. As part of its massive closing down sale, the retailer has listed industrial goods as part of the clear out, including unusual items such as a pallet loader, staff lockers and shopping trolleys. Other items include shopping baskets, bargain bins, step ladders, plastic crates and office tables. While not all are standing out on display, interested shoppers are asked to speak to a member of staff to find out more. Wilko has stores throughout Norfolk, including in Norwich, Thetford, King's Lynn, Dereham and Great Yarmouth, which the company has confirmed will be closed for good by Sunday, October the 8th.